Oh, hello there. I am Sergeant Dumb, formerly known as Underscum and played by Ben the Quest Giver. As our weary travellers continue to delve into the vastness of Undermountain and stand against the repeated threats to the good people of the Sword Coast, I welcome you to this audio-only version of the adventure. If you want to tune in to our adventures on Twitch, we stream a final boss fight live every other Sunday, with replays hitting YouTube a few weeks later. With all that said, let's jump into this adventure deep beneath the bustling streets of Waterdeep.
Hello, 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 and welcome to this final boss fight live stream of Dungeon of the Mad Mage. My name is John, and I am joined by Ben.
Salutations. I am here.
By Rogue. By Smitty.
The Void calls to me.
What's the Void saying? Is it,
pancakes.
Do not peer deeply into the Void, or... And Tash is also here.
We're all in danger. Yay! I love how everyone's just so, like, epic someone. I'm just like... Danger.
Christy is going to be joining us in about an hour. So for the moment, Nuri and Wall will be doing the cardboard cutout following you around the dungeon.
It's all right. I'm carrying Nuri.
Gravy, you aren't late. You just missed the trailers. And while I put a lot of work into the trailers, they are there for people to not see, I guess. Or, you know, they're there for people to filter also, in.
Also, quick aside for a minute, that new webcam looks amazing. Your crisp and in focus, that is clearly a decent prime lens you have there.
Ooh.
I'll tell you a hint. I'll tell you a secret. It's not a new webcam, it's...
It's the same old one, it's better software.
It's the same one. This is NVIDIA Broadcast.
Oh, wow.
It lets me cheat. Thank you.
That is very pretty, I've got to say.
Thank you, NVIDIA, for your ability to process graphics and allowing me to use AI to graphically enhance how the webcam feed looks.
You're going to have to send me a cheat sheet on how you do that.
I will. Yeah. If you've got an NVIDIA graphics card, it's real easy.
Fair enough.
Yeah, excellent.
plans for the future.
That aside...
I like how you made that sound like an evil scheme.
Last time you guys were exploring the Dungeon of the Mad Mage, the first level of said Dungeon of said Mad Mage, you explored a goblin and bugbear...
oh dear, I haven't muted that. I need to mute... Shut up.
No.
I've not muted you either, but you don't seem to be making noises, but just in case, be quiet.
Oh no.
You're
not silent, John Delancey.
You found a bugbear goblin hideout. You killed a lot of bugbears and goblins, but you left one alive, much to the heartbreak and horror of Underscum when some of the bugbears were killed, as some of the goblins were killed after they were helpless. You left one alive whom you discovered was called Ick.
Yep.
And he agreed to join with you as you had slaughtered all of his friends, and the vampires in the north of the cave would probably come and kill him. You asked him to lead you to the hole in the ground that the bugbears were having him clear out. He did so, and as you continue to explore, a gelatinous cube appeared and engulfed the corridor and engulfed Vason, who very nearly acided to death. It was close, and by close I mean he was unconscious. Ick, upon seeing the gelatinous cube with Dragonborn submerged within it, decided to run the F away and has disappeared down a corridor. You've not seen him since. And in fact, the fight ended and you are still at a T-junction of corridors at present. Vason sort of collapsed on the ground, leant up against one wall, catching his breath. The rest of you stood watching, healing, helping, and deciding what to do next. And so I'm going to unpause the game and say, what do you do next?
I think I used my cure wounds to heal Vason.
You had done, yes. You'd healed him for the 4.
Yeah,
I laid hands on myself.
Yeah.
Oh, you should do that in private, not right now, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I would greatly appreciate a little breather. Also, we need to sort that little pointy-eared nonce out.
I mean, he really did leave us there.
Coward, I'll accept. Nonce is a little harsh.
What is it? When it came down to it, I can understand why he ran away. He was scared. God, judge a person for being scared, can you?
I mean,
can you?
I think what everyone else is trying to say is, yes, there are people who are scared, but if you have the power to do something, then surely surely they must be able to use that power or whatever ability they have to help out as many people as possible. If you have that power and you just run away, then I guess that's what they mean by being a coward.
But what if you don't have the power? If you knew that it was going to kill you?
Well, there are other consequences under scum. It's why people stand in the way of the big things hitting. Well, it's why you would stand in the way of something trying to hit Nuri. You might not be big enough or strong enough to take it on your own, but if you didn't, it would hurt Nuri.
Because you care about the lives of others. That's what makes you brave.
That's how you respond to fear.
That's what makes the difference between a coward and someone who's courageous. Someone who's a coward would only fend for themselves, while someone like yourself at least would lay down their life for someone else.
I thought that was why we were here, because we were heroes. And we could do what others couldn't. But, you know, otherwise there would be barmaids and tavern owners running through here instead of getting nice gold ale ready at the bar. I do have a nice cold ale.
I don't know. I've met plenty of barmaids who are braver than someone holding a sword. You try standing up to someone twice your size for not paying their bill, wearing nothing but a dress.
Well, I've tried that once, and They were laughing for some reason. So I suppose you're right.
Well, either way, actually, are we taking a short rest or are we taking a long rest?
I don't know. What are you doing?
I could appreciate a long rest, but we'll need to make sure we're in a place where we can protect ourselves, right?
Yeah.
I'd much rather have the short rest. I could do with the breather.
I would appreciate the short rest at the very least. But if you want to make sure this place is safe...
Well, if you need a short rest, I don't need a short rest. I don't mind guarding and all this, so I'm making sure none of the Vimpies come by.
It might be useful if someone heads down this eastern corridor just to see what is that way. Because we know where everything else is.
Right, I've got you.
I mean, I could... Oh, okay. What? Let me come with you at least. I don't want you to get in too much
trouble. What was that?
Yourself. I'm coming!
And then off they run into the darkness.
I'm open. Right, so, oh.
Is there any of the goo left from this gelatinous cube?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't just go away because it's dead. It's just kind of puddled on the ground.
Hang on a second. I'm just snot rocket some out. Sticking some up your nose.
Is it still acidic? Because I'm just kind of curious about what would happen if we bagged it up and then threw it at someone.
No, not really. It's just kind of sticky at the moment.
How sticky? Like inconveniently put my hand on Pritt stick sticky or super glue sticky?
More like, what's it called? Like slime sticky.
Right, nothing there.
You reach a dead end, the end of the corridor appears to have sort of caved in on itself.
Oh, cool. We're taking a short rest then? Yes, no.
As you turn the corner.
Yeah, I'm really trying to find my way around this map, but I'm not. Yes, please. Thank you.
As you turn the corner, you see crouching with his back to the wall, the sword that was given to him shaking in his hand.
Now, why would you run away like that?
Big scary thing gonna kill us all.
Big scary thing is dead, and we said we'd look after you. And you said you'd look after us.
Big scary thing was big and scary, bigger than me.
There are many things which are bigger than you. But to hold yourself tall and strong and be pretty, to take them on for the sake of others, or even for the sake of yourself, that is how you find out what you're really made out of.
I'm made out of goblin bits.
You think that he thinks that's all he's made out of?
I mean, you're partly right, but I mean, you're also made out of bone, muscle, water.
Goblin bone, goblin muscle. I'm goblin water.
And goblin spirit.
Goblin spirit very weak.
Goblin spirit is incredibly strong. I've seen what goblin spirit can do. I know what goblin spirit can do. And yes, I know. You are currently the last of the core goblin. You're not the last goblin. That means you need to make up for the rest of the goblins, because their spirits are now in you. That makes you stronger.
Ick survivor?
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what Underscum was saying. Like, you managed to survive, and... Yeah, okay, what doesn't kill you doesn't necessarily make you stronger or weaker as such, but...
What doesn't kill you is slower than you were when you ran away from it.
Well...
Well, not quite as good as able to keep a blade going in its side.
But, I mean, I'm pretty small like yourself. And...
Ick sort of draws himself up and...
Ick! Eh.
I have seen many who are a lot smaller. Gimme. Gimme was even smaller than you, I'd say. And he was brave.
Where is Gimme?
Gimme's gone now.
Ick doesn't want to be gone.
You don't have to be. He decided to make a sacrifice. He did something he felt he had to do for the sake of the rest. No one's asking you to do that. But we are asking you to be by our side.
Ick be hero?
You could be the greatest hero there has ever been. If you just try.
Did try, ran away.
No. You have to try and stand your ground. If you were the last, I can understand. We weren't going to throw you in the front line.
Ick stand at back line.
So long as you put your effort in.
Wait, no, back line get picked off from behind. Ick stand in middle.
When you stand in the middle and you stand proud. Isn't that right, Fee?
I mean, I do have an idea, and... I mean, if you'd like, I can teach you a few punches and kicks, so if you do feel threatened, then you're better equipped to dealing with scary monsters and people and possibly things bigger than yourself.
Ick holds up the trembling sword in front.
Anyone teach Ick how stabby thing work?
I mean, I know a thing or two about wielding swords and that, although I do better with my fists, but that doesn't mean I can't teach you. Like, I mean, I can certainly try.
Ick want to stab further away.
Well,
Ick want to stab even further away.
It sounds like we've got an archer.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not so much of an archer myself, but...
What archer?
Archer throw pointy sticks at people. You using a bigger stick.
Oh, not with arm.
Is there something like a stick or something nearby?
Probably not, unless you happen to have one in a pack.
I have a set of that javelins, you might have noticed.
I'm just looking at my inventory. I do have a quarterstaff. I do have darts. I mean, the stick is curved and it has a string, and the smaller sticks have a really sharp point. And essentially, you kind of attach the smaller sticks to the string, and you pull the string back, and you let go, and the smaller stick goes shooting out. If that makes sense.
Ick interested. Sound like able to kill from further away, which means you not get killed and eaten. Ick doesn't want to be eaten.
That's the spirit. Well, I mean, we'll see whether any of the others have anything like that they can spare you. And I have some darts which you can throw as well. They may not hurt greatly per se, but at least it's better than having nothing at all.
The old man wanted to eat Ick.
will Goldman not eat Ick if Ick comes back with you?
We'll have a word with him, and he won't eat you. So long as you don't run away again. Otherwise, I can't promise anything.
Well, put it this way. If you run away from us, then you're more likely to be killed when you're on your own.
Yeah. You said there are vampires down here.
Strength in numbers. Goblin understand strength in numbers.
There you go.
Ick be hero.
Yes.
Ick throw stick.
That rhymes, but yeah, Ick throw stick. There you go. See, that's the attitude. That's the attitude to keep
up. That's the spirit. The stick thrower.
Ick stick thrower. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come now. We best be heading back.
Ick be famous, Gobbo.
You'll be the most famous, famous goblin known to all around the world.
And I'll make sure of that.
I'm now just seeing that in like 2 or 3 years' time, when we're getting to the end of the campaign, Ick will be a level 20 with you.
Yes.
A level 20 fighter ranger.
I can see Ick being a good rogue.
Yeah.
Well, we need to get the courage up first.
That's fine, as long as it's not a kobold.
I'm just giving you
kobold rogues are rather devastating when you consider tactics.
Especially if they're riding on the back of the centaur.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you found him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Incidentally, as a player point of view, did we get a short rest whilst those two were...
You wouldn't have had a short rest in that time, but you'll be about 20 minutes or so in at this point, I think. Depending on how thoroughly they looked around the corridors.
There doesn't seem to be anything down there. It just leads to dead ends. So if we need a place to stay for the time being, this isn't a bad place.
No, that's true. Just need a minute to catch my breath.
I think I'll just lean against this wall.
Ick won't know about archery. Anyone have any spare archery they can give Ick?
I don't have archery, but I do have some javelins.
Why should I trust you, Ick? You ran away at the first sign of trouble.
Ick smart. Ick run away from trouble and survive.
That's not smart, that's cowardice.
Ick learn that friends now want to stay. Ick not have friends before.
Ick is going to be a hero.
And we're going to teach him how to be one.
Ick understand throw stick from distance mean Ick not close to thing want to eat Ick.
Fine, I suppose. Underscum, if you want to take Ick under your wing, be sure to, you know, feed it, alter it, clean up its mess.
Ick potty trained.
And if it was full on face palms.
I mean, that's important, I suppose.
Yeah, it is important, you know. It is very, very vital.
Does anyone have a bow? I have some javelins, which I'm happy to show them.
I think Japanese might be a little big for him. Hang on a second, I'll reach for my back and I'll pull out the little hand light crossbow I've got.
I mean, I
that should
have...
be about his size. Catch.
Ooh. Note to self, make up a character sheet between sessions for Ick the Ick the Archer.
I reckon in this time, while you guys are still napping on against the wall, we should teach. We should teach Ick how to fire the arrows.
Oh yeah, my father used to do a lot of archery, so I can give you some pointers as well.
I have no idea how to fire an arrow, but I don't mind running and collecting them.
Except he's not firing arrows; he's firing bolts.
Close enough, like.
So you didn't give him a bow and arrow.
I thought no, I gave him a crossbow.
But we said he was going to get a.
I mean, it's a similar thing, like.
Use angry bow.
Angry bow. Yeah,
But it looks like a bow. It's got a bow on it.
Yeah, it's got
exactly. It's shaped like a cross. It's very good against vampires.
It's a similar thing, but instead of the bow being vertical, it's horizontal.
Oh. No, you've lost me.
That's okay.
It's all right. I don't need to fire it, so it's okay.
Mm. Let me show you, and I will go through the whole crossbow loading and firing procedure with Ick.
Okay.
I'll assist because... Yeah, her daddy knew a thing or two about firing arrows and shit.
You give some hints to Ick, and I need to check his character sheet to see if he has. Let's give him a crossbow.
I'll give him a crossbow and 20 bolts.
Did you say it was a hand crossbow?
Light crossbow.
Light crossbow.
Yeah.
That's an abacus. I want to give him an abacus. They're very.
He's going to fight with an abacus. That's something I really want to see.
He's now doing the accounts for us. We can't cheat anything.
Now I want to create a character who fights with an abacus now, or at least uses it as a spellcasting like focus.
Well, spell focus would be very interesting. It'd be very easy. I would love to see a barbarian using an abacus to fight. Just angry at maths.
Heck yeah.
See, I can just imagine someone using the school of magic known as Mathemagics.
Yes.
End the suffering.
It's when you cut people in two. It's division. You create clones of yourself. Multiplication.
And when you dismember people's limbs, that's subtraction.
And when you visit that very special house in the town, that's addition.
Oh, that's great. I love it. I love it so much.
Hey, fully healed.
I think I'll be all right with my 32 for the time being. But... I think we need to keep an eye on potentially a long rest at one point because I can't rage for you or bardically inspire.
Aww. Oh no. Mm.
Ick have 7 hit points.
That's only to begin with.
Ick needs to roll some hit dice for levels that Ick will very quickly gain via the magic of friendship.
The power of friendship.
The thing is, which class would he go into?
I'm going to look at one of the sidekick classes from Tasha's Cauldron of Everything.
Oh, wow.
I'm thinking the expert.
No. Hey, Ick. Do you like spiders?
Spiders
depends
are tasty.
Depends on whether they're biting.
Little spiders.
The giant ones.
Little spiders are good. Big spiders are very scary. Ick not like big spiders.
Oh, in that case, then bad idea.
inducting Ick into the Church of Lolth.
We don't just have big spiders, we have the spider.
The spider.
The spider.
So,
secretly, Ick will become the spider goblin.
Spider goblin.
You spend the better part of the next 40 minutes showing Ick how to fire the crossbow, and at the very least, he knows which way to point it now and how to reload and fire. It's not proficient yet, but you know that may come with time and leveling. And between sessions.
I keep forgetting that monks regain like key points.
What would you guys like to do now?
Well,
what was down that corridor?
What, down the one we just went down? Nothing. It was collapsed corridors.
I suppose there's another. There were the two corridors up at the top that we haven't covered.
Oh, well, that's disappointing.
Oh, okay. Come on back.
All right, there we go.
Actually, Underscum, you go first. Rather than me.
Okay.
I don't think if there's another one of those things down here, I think discretion is the better part of valor.
I'd be amazed if we did come across another one. Those things tend to be very solitary.
It's not like we're in the same area, is it?
I'll just catch those guys up in a minute. Underscum, as you turn the corner, the end of this corridor is a large 10 foot wide by about 10 foot tall mirror set into a frame on the wall.
Oh, very pretty.
The frame has an carved stone image of a human wizard wielding a wand.
What? In the mirror or in the
frame? In the frame around the mirror.
Right. Wizard wand. And I'm guessing the mirror looks like it's a mirror.
The mirror looks like a mirror.
Well, going by before, where I noticed that beforehand, someone was able to put their hand in a mirror, weren't they?
Yep.
I'm going to go straight through it. Or try to.
You reach for the mirror and hit a mirror.
Okay. It's not the same as the other ones.
Are you all right? I know those mirrors are bad. Yeah, mirrors are bad, and they're just bad. They're always bad news.
Well, you're good for magical items. Can you just make sure that thing is a normal mirror?
There's a wizard at the top. I'm going to start saying out any magic words which I think, and most likely get them wrong. Beepity-poppity-boo. Adubra-cat-blabla. Friend.
Alakazam?
Wall does not have detect magic.
Open Saskatchewan.
Nuri does have detect magic.
Open Cashew.
Yeah, let's not try and antagonize a mirror. I know what those things do.
But there's no reason why there'd be a mirror down here for no reason.
Nuri steps forward and shuts her eyes for a second, and when they open, there's a slight golden glow behind them as she looks at the mirror. There's a aura of magic on the mirror. She focuses for a minute. It's Conjuration School of Magic.
Oh, could this be another doppelganger? Could this be like those doppelganger mirrors before?
Could be.
Which is exactly why we should not mess around with one of those mirrors.
You do notice that it hasn't yet spat out a...
I'm going to knock on the mirror.
On the opposite side of the mirror, an underscum knocks back again.
Taking a look at the underscum, is it a perfect mirror image or is it
It is exactly a mirror. You are looking into a mirror.
I wonder if I break it, if anything will happen.
I mean, 7 years bad luck.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Great minds.
The 7 years. Why would I get bad luck from breaking a mirror?
I don't know. It's just a bad thing to do around mirrors.
Plus, they're expensive.
This one isn't ours.
That's true, but still.
Oh, sorry, I misspoke, by the way. It is 10 foot tall, but 5 foot wide. It's not 10 foot wide.
Right. So you're saying I shouldn't break the mirror?
I mean, I'd rather you didn't, but if it's supposed to help us progress further, then...
Are we sure there's no writing on the frame?
I don't know. I didn't really look, to be honest. I just saw there was a wizard.
Is there any writing on the frame?
There's no writing on the frame. You see a wizard wielding a wand.
Do we need a wand? Or do we need a wizard's hat?
I don't think neither of those are necessary.
Is it a lot? If we look like the wizard, we'll get through.
Is the mirror fixed to the wall?
Yep. Like the frame is just the wall indents into, and there's a mirror.
See, breaking it, what worries me about breaking it is that it might just trigger whatever the magic is.
Right.
And if it's conjuration, that could be very bad for us. It could summon a gelatinous cube, for example.
Right.
Or a doppelganger of us.
Well, here's an idea. Why don't you guys walk back around the corner? And I'll break the mirror. If anyone has some sort of protection magic, I'd be greatly reciprocative.
Here, I will give you aid. So that should give you... I can give you a couple of things. I can give you aid and I can give you Shield of Faith. So if I can...
Let's see.
So are they both concentration? Yes, they are.
I have a question for the DM.
Hello.
The Unseen Servant.
Yes.
It says that it cannot attack. Would that include hitting a mirror?
Yes.
Damn. Never mind.
Okay, I'm going to cast Aid and Heroism on Naf, so oomph. And Wait, I need to roll that, don't I?
Ooh, increased by 5. Thank you so much.
And have...
Okay.
Plus 2 AC as well.
And plus 3 to my AC.
Well, no, you did heroism. Did you want to do Shield of Faith? Heroism stops him from being frightened and gives him temporary hit points.
I meant to do Shield of Faith, so yes, let's just quickly
rewind.
Yeah, rewind that. The world saw nothing. Oh, yeah, Shield of Faith.
You saw nothing.
Wow, I'm now sitting here with full plate armor. This feels amazing.
Well,
oh, Nuri and Wall will also remove.
Turn around to Nuri and Wall. Back on the corner.
Back up.
Summon the pack weapon and give it a good hard lunge at the mirror.
Roll me an attack.
Oh, really? Right.
Oh, you thought it was going to be that easy?
Yes.
Yes, I kind of did, actually.
Nope. 19. You lunge forward, and you definitely hit the mirror. Roll me the damage.
For 9 points of piercing damage.
Not a scratch. You know you hit. Nothing
happened. You're meant to break it, right?
It's a lot tougher than it looks.
Like the idea that apparently everybody's heads just go around the wall like Scooby-Doo.
Basically, yeah. Try again?
All right, try again. This time, hit it.
This time with feeling.
Mm.
That was nearly a natural one.
Bring the rapier and slam it into the wall. Mirror.
Oh dear.
Jabs in.
Here we go.
Doesn't do anything.
Third time's the charm.
Just gonna massage your shoulders, give you words of, you can do this. Now, I know it's a very tough opponent. It should be easier than fighting a goblin, but never mind. You can do this. You can do this. Just picture all your hatred going into your face on the other side.
Underscum, we might need to talk about that conversation.
Right, now, remember, all your hatred into your face. All your hatred into your face. Okay, you can do this. You can do this. He can't do this.
I heard that.
All you behind you, mate, is no.
Is there such a thing as bardic uninspiration?
If there bardic, is, I can't check it up. I ain't got enough.
Natural 20.
You see? Nice. You see?
You see?
Bardic shade. Oh dear.
Not so much on the damage.
9 points of damage.
You slam the rapier into the mirror again, not a scratch.
You tried your best. That's about all that could be. Maybe this game's not for you. It's fine. It's okay. Pats on the back. It's okay.
I was
Did you use the rapier?
It's a bleeding mirror.
Part of me really wants to punch the mirror. Like,
part of me wants to put underscum in the mirror.
I am in the mirror. Can't you see I'm on the other side?
Look, I want to help you look closer with some rapid acceleration.
Faewyn's going to try.
Okay. Are you going to let everybody else know so that they can back up? Or are you just going to cold cock the mirror?
I want to give it a try because this mirror is really annoying me, and it's also blooming unsettling. And And if everyone I'm a fast runner if anything comes out, so it's okay. Like, if you all just back around the corner and I guess I can call for help and dodge around things until you guys arrive, that's all good.
You know what? No. You're gonna punch it, so am I. We'll do this together.
Like punches of solidarity?
I don't know what that means, but yes.
That'll do.
Could you both make me an unarmed attack?
And guy in the wheelchair, Wall, do they have goggles?
He reaches into a pouch and hands you a pair of goggles.
Fantastic. I put them on and just stand there in the corner with the arms crossed.
Okay.
Okay, and I'll do some damage.
Oh, I'm just holding on to Naf to essentially pull Naf out of the way if there's an explosion.
I don't know whether that was a natural 20.
That was a 19.
Ooh, nearly.
You both draw back a fist, and I'm assuming you're going to time this to punch at the same time.
Yeah, I was going to say we punch at the same time.
You both draw back a fist and count. One, two, three. Ram it forward. Nothing happens.
Huh.
You hit the mirror.
Oh, no. Mirror's still there. Obviously, you guys need to take another swing.
Right. Pulls back again.
I'm thinking this is possibly we need either a magic spell or maybe we stop trying to break a mirror that clearly cannot be broken by martial means.
No, nope, punch the mirror.
I'll try again. I will try again because I'm done discovering.
You both hit the mirror.
Yeah.
If you could roll me some damage, Fabian.
Yes.
Okay. You both draw back enraged, let out a roar, slam your fists forward again into the mirror. Bounces off, nothing happens, not a scratch on the mirror.
I know, we punched the wizard.
I mean, that's not a bad idea.
Morb's getting off her detect magic.
Conjuration.
But we haven't checked to see if there's any secret buttons on the walls or anything.
That's very true.
That is very true.
I guess I'll start, and I just go around, I'm just pushing bricks, tapping around.
Roll me an investigation check.
I need to stop doing things that I don't have proficiency in. For that reason.
You start going round and you start pushing in bricks and...
Oh, Underscum, if you can lift me up so I can see whether there's anything around the top of the mirror, that would be good.
You don't find anything, Basin. I mean, you find lots of bricks and you push them all, but none of them do anything.
All right, I start picking up Faye.
You hold Faywin up, and with Faywin effectively stood upon your shoulders, between the two of you, you're about line of height with the top of the mirror.
I can lift you higher if you need to.
I mean, you can lift me as high as you can. Don't worry if that's as high as
you
can.
How tall is the ceiling? Because I might accidentally pop you.
One minute. I have answers for that.
I would say generally, if you feel resistance, stop.
I'm just going, wait, splat! It just feels this rain of blood. Oh, traumatizing.
The worst part is it wouldn't be the first time.
The ceiling is about just over 10 feet high.
Okay.
So,
I can Faywin
is
so.
Getting close to the ceiling with where she is at the moment.
Just for the sake of things, for the sake of obviously this is underscum, do you want me to roll anything to make sure I don't bop her head?
I'm going to assume that you're going to be careful enough that even if you do bop her into the ceiling, it's not going to be at such a speed that you impact her into the ceiling to cause damage.
I'll try not to, anyway.
If you want to, you can roll to see if you hit her into the ceiling.
What would you like me to roll for that?
Just give me a d20 roll.
Because knowing underscum, there's a very good chance.
Nope, you're fine. Perfectly fine. You definitely stop short of cracking Faywin's skull into the ceiling.
I think with that lift, I've pretty much got you in the Mission Impossible stance now. Flat against the ceiling. There you go.
Faywin, you can see the top of the mirror, the frame, is just carved with a wizard holding forth a magic wand.
Can you take the wand?
That's a good point. Does the wand look as though that it's not... Like, does the wand look as though it can be easily removed from the mirror?
No, it seems to be carved.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Can you try and take it anyway?
it's carved into the mirror. I mean, I can try and snap it off, but it's very doubtful.
Okay.
That's okay. But we need it. I mean, yeah, I think Basin's right. We even need some magical stuff to kind of, I don't know, make our way forward or wherever, or just accept defeat.
Right.
Well, I refuse to back down. Underscum, do you mind if I borrow your shadow again?
Yeah, sure.
That's always a very unsettling sentence.
Cool, well, I should use Underscum's shadow to call out a shadow spawn.
Let me find my shadow spawn.
Let itself find some really good Venom-esque imagery.
Oh, I didn't turn on the new plugin for this. Dang it. Next time you summon a shadow spawn, as long as it's not tonight, there will be some awesome imagery to go with it.
I can do it once more.
Marvel have lent us Venom for us.
Underscum's shadow draws itself up out of the ground and unfolds into sort of a three-dimensional shadow bugbear. Very high-budget special effects, these.
Hmm. Yeah.
And it turns so to look
we can't
at
actually
you.
Afford to do so. Right. You. Punch the mirror.
It draws its clawed fist back and rakes into it. Do you want to roll that?
I can do. Let me just double check what I need to do. Oh, yeah, it was a spell attack. Hey, rolled a 16.
It hits the mirror.
Fantastic. It does a whopping, that'd be plus another 3, is 11 points of cold damage.
Mirror's still there.
That's it, I'm done.
Well, we got something, it didn't do anything.
Wait, no, I shouldn't go off on my own. Nope, that's my.
Well, the zero should be just going, that's it, done.
Right. So that means that we now need to go and play with vampires.
Mm-hmm. Ick runs up to Vason as he rushes off. No, go alone. Go with.
We don't have to go and fight vampires.
Go with friend.
There's just this very brief moment as Vason's having to like reconcile his vague contempt for this goblin that is essentially just buddying up to him. It's just like, and I just pat him on the head.
He smiles. It's a disturbing, toothy smile of someone who has not really had a lot of practice at smiling.
That's adorable.
All right, come on.
It's kind of like watching a Rottweiler smile. Yeah, part of me's going, oh, that's cute. The other part of me's like, geez, that's terrifying.
Wait, let's not. Let's keep up with Underscum, though.
Underscum can book it when he wants to book it.
Oh, yeah.
So, this way, I guess.
Oh, also, John, for your benefit, as we start walking away, I tell the shadow to. You can disappear now. I'll call you when I need you.
Hang on a minute. Faye, when they went up here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's okay. I was running.
I discovered if you ever decided going north to Icewind Dale.
Me?
Oh, you could do the Six Towns Marathon.
So,
hang on a minute. Yeah, you have to stop there.
Is that a door or wall?
As you get to this curve in the the corridor, there is a alcove and a bas-relief sculpture of a nude, heavy-set man playing a harp.
My kind of guy.
And laying on the floor is a 5-foot pole with a crack at one end.
That's not the wand, is it?
It's 5 feet long.
I was about to say, it's basically a staff.
I don't know how long wands are meant to be. I've only seen a few of them.
That's closer to a staff.
Well, I thought it was a stick, to be honest, but okay.
Vason, as you pick it up, you can clearly see that one end of it has snapped from something that was longer than this at some point.
I have a feeling that the last... Are there any scorch marks on the floor?
Nope.
I am going to regret this. If you excuse me, Naf, I'm going to hold on to... Oh, God. I stand there, I've got my hand on this back corner.
Okay.
And I just reach out to touch the alcove, the bas relief, expecting something to go horribly wrong and have to yank myself around the corner.
You hit on a solid wall.
Whew.
But as you stand closer to it...
Oh dear.
You can now read that on the harp the nude man is holding is the phrase, "Gaze upon me with bronzed visage and secrets shall I reveal."
I mean, I am bronze, so... All right, give me your secrets.
And... Nuri will come into the space that's here and just say, "There's conjuration magic here."
Does everybody else read the same thing on this relief?
Hold on a sec.
Like, what does that mean for you?
In common, it reads, "Gaze upon me with bronzed visage and secret shall I reveal?
It says, gaze upon me in bronze visage, and secrets I will reveal.
Well, at least it's not weirdly saying something unique to whoever looks at it.
Roll me a... some form of intelligency type check to recall information.
History?
Yeah. Actually, I'll do religion. Vason, I will give you advantage on this roll.
As a history or a religion check?
History check.
Okie doke. Oh, nice.
Okay.
19.
Oh, 15.
You look at the... Faywin, you just spend some time just thinking about the food back up at the Yawning Portal. Just completely sidetracked from everything that's happening here.
I don't know anything about this.
It's like bronzed visage. Oh, shiny plate.
It's just, it's just like the circus music starts playing in the back of your head.
I always knew that Feywood was secretly Harley Quinn.
That would explain a thing or two. Especially the low blows.
Vason and Underscum, as you both look at the nude figure carved into the wall, its face reminds you of you've seen it before. Where have you seen it before? It's a human.
No, not that then. Right.
But the face you've picked up earlier, you found a mask.
I think Wall has that.
Well, can I borrow the mask?
He hands you a mask, and it is a bronze mask.
Yeah, put the mask on, look at the statue.
I put the mask on.
You put the mask on. And
one sec. Right. So, mask on.
You put the mask on, and as you're standing in the alcove, to everybody else, Underscum disappears.
Dear.
Underscum.
I just sort of wave my hand where Underscum was.
From your perspective, it looked like the bas relief just reached out and grabbed him in.
Wait, from my perspective? Oh, Jesus.
Underscum.
Uh-huh.
You are now stood... Actually, you know what? We've got the room for a reason. Underscum, come with me. Hello.
Hello.
You are stood in a 30-foot square stone room. Behind you, you see a... mist-filled open doorway. On the floor next to you, you see a 5-foot wooden pole.
Ooh.
Hanging upside down on one wall is a tall wood-framed painting of a wizard who shares the same face as the mask you are wearing. And seated atop the large, high-backed oak chair in front of you appears to be that one self-same wizard.
Hello.
Well, don't stand there like a boob. Ask me three questions about Undermountain. Two of my answers will be true and one will be false, says the insane haired gentleman in the chair.
Right. I was the wrong one to come in the room. Okay. Number one. Are there any secrets that will assist us whilst we're here?
No.
Well, that was a lot of help. What is the secret to taking down the big issue here?
You'll have to be more specific.
Okay. As far as I understand it, we're taking down the person who is in charge here because bad things have been happening. So how do we take down the person who's in charge here?
I'm in charge here, and I'm on the lowest level of the dungeon.
Oh. Oh, pleasure to meet you now, and hopefully it'll be a more pleasant meeting later. Do we have to finish this in violence? Or will you come peacefully if we convince you?
Depends what I'm interested in at the time.
Right.
And as he says that, the figure in front of you just turns to a sort of slushy snow and just in the chair.
Right. Okay. I don't know if there's anything else I can do. I turn around and try to walk through the mist.
You turn around and walk through the mist and you return.
Okay.
I don't think I should have put the mask on.
After about that length of time...
What did your bronze eyes see?
Underscum just sort of walks out of the wall.
I've just talked to the Mad Mage. He said I could ask three questions about the Undermountain. Two of the answers he would give would be lies, and one would be the truth. I didn't know what to ask, so I asked if there would be any secrets that could help us. He said no. I asked where the big bird was, the big guy that we had to take down was, if we could take him down, and he said he was the big guy in charge, and that he would be on the lowest level. And then finally I asked if we could solve this without violence, and he said that depended on how he felt and what he wanted at the time. I don't know what was true. I don't know what was lies.
I'm going to go with that last one's the truth.
Well, I'd imagine so, but so does the second one.
What was the second one?
I'm going to stop you there. Ben, did you forget the order of things he said?
So, the order of things that was said...
No.
He said at the start he would give you two truths and one lie.
Ah, my apologies.
Just checking if that was right. You you misremembering or understanding.
That was me misremembering. Me misremembering, sorry.
That is fine.
So there we go. Two truths and a lie. You can always try and go in yourself if I take that off.
Underscum takes the mask off and it gets caught on his headset.
But if anyone else wants to give it a try wearing a mask, maybe you could go in and maybe he'll talk to you.
I won't lie, I'm curious, but I have a feeling we won't go through.
There's only one way to find out.
Oh, I don't mind taking a mask. I mean, I don't mind testing this out. I mean, I do have questions anyway, so.
Right, gives you the mask. Good luck.
Thank you.
You pop the mask on.
Mm-hmm.
The bas relief rushes out and pulls you in the same as it did to Underscum. You find yourself in a 30 foot by 30 foot square room. On the floor next to you as you step in is 5 foot of staff severed at one end. On the wall to one side is a tall wood-framed painting of a wild-haired mage who you now understand to be Hallister Blackcloak. And seated in a high-backed oak chair directly opposite you is a pile of rapidly melting snow. Your voice echoes in an otherwise empty stone room. Behind you is a archway with mist-covered entrance.
I'll tentatively mist-covered entrance.
As you step through the entrance, you reappear. After a much shorter time, Faewyn just walks back through the wall.
I didn't get to talk to whoever you spoke to.
Oh.
But there was a pile of rapidly melting snow there.
Oh, yeah, he turned into a snowman and died. But, yeah.
Oh. That would probably make a lot of sense. I mean, there was a painting of, well, some weird, hairy old man.
Yeah, that was him.
Yeah. And, there was a...
How many hairy old men do you know, Underscum?
Well, you know.
I mean, and there was like the 5 foot pole thing with the broken end, but yeah.
Is there anything else in the room?
There was a throne.
Wait, that was a throne?
Wait, there was a big wooden chair.
Oh, there was a wooden chair? What? I mean.
The snow was piled in the wooden chair as if a snowman had been sat in it.
Oh, okay. Oh. I didn't really get the chance to, speak to whoever you spoke to, so...
Oh, no. I wasted our chance. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's okay. It's all right. I mean, part of me thinks that maybe if we put the mask on the statue, or is it like completely headless, or is it faceless?
What statue?
The bronze statue, the naked statue.
Oh, it's just a naked painting.
Oh, naked painting.
He's got a head. It's like carved into the wall, playing a harp.
Oh, I mean, to be honest, I would have asked questions about where my mother and father are. So, to be honest, you would have probably asked better questions than I would. So it's okay. It's not a complete waste. The question is, what do we do now?
I mean, there's a door down the corridor.
That's true.
Certainly marching on sounds like a good idea.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Guys, carry on in front.
Can do.
Let's carry on.
I will go second line.
Carry on, my wayward son.
Okay.
I'm glad now. Hello, Christy.
Hello.
That I only now.
Been here the last.
you've been here the entire time I've been dragging people off into the secret world.
Yeah. I didn't hear your ding dong as you came in. But then again, I got dragged into a different room.
I'm really glad you're here now, because it only means I need to control two of the tokens. You approach a door.
Dear God. Can I try to stealthily open the door?
Yes. Roll me stealth.
Eleven.
Okay. You reach forward for the handle. You turn it. You push the door slowly. You see an empty corridor.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Right, after that, just walk in then. Right. What do we think? Up or down, or left or right? Any take in.
Left?
Left? Right. Oh. Left it is.
No, the other left.
Over left. Right, I knew that.
Wall just puts a head in his hands.
Ooh. It's got bigger.
Oh, yeah, it has got wider a bit. That's disconcerting.
1 minute. I will give you a description of the area.
Oh, okay. It's got a description, that's worrying.
Oh, yeah, no, it just gets wider.
Oh.
That's a great description. Love that description. The corridor opens out into a wider room. You can see a door here and a curved corridor that leads off at the top of the room.
Ooh. All right.
Well, good etiquette is to always clear rooms first. So,
okay.
Dak up over here on me.
Good. Okay.
Wall reaches and grabs one of his guns, his musket, and just starts loading and getting ready. Ick pulls out the crossbow and
good egg.
If there's nothing behind this door.
Oh, I guarantee I'm about to be shot in the back by
I'm going to get my rope weapon ready. Just in case. Start which way swinging, try open? Not to hurt anyone.
Which side of the door is the handle?
The handle would be the side that you are currently stood on, Vason.
Okay. I'm not going to bother. That. Actually, no. I'll try and do it relatively quietly. So, quick stealth roll.
Apparently okay, very stealth.
I just sort of quietly turn the handle and just push the door gently.
Okay.
To swing it open.
As you start to swing the door open, very stealthily, you hear...
oil picking on the hinges.
You hear the shouts of goblins who were looking at the door waiting for somebody to come through it.
Balls.
Well.
Well, I was right. Someone's getting shot by a goblin, but it's not our goblin.
And I'm going to get you all to roll me some initiatives, please.
Also, there's a bugbear, Naf, in case you can't see that.
Oh, I can see it in the list. Oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, nice. And linked, like, I did well. I rolled well for one.
I do love it whenever John rolls all the monsters once. It's just a big heavy thud.
Oh no, I'm tied with one of the I think I'm tied with the bugbear. No, I'm tied with one. Yeah, no, I'm tied with the bugbear. And
there are two bugbears in that room.
There are two?
Oh, there's five and six.
I can only see one.
Well, I am
tied with bugbear five.
And we are now going to start the combat with goblin number three.
I need to check to see if any of my spells are still working on Nefira.
I imagine it would have phased off by now.
I mean, Shield of Faith lasts 10 minutes.
I would have thought it's been 10 minutes by now.
But Aid is still active because it's active for 8 hours.
Aid is still active.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've still got the massive hit points.
Yeah.
So the goblin runs up, swings at Nefira, rolls a 5.
Miss!
Underscum.
With my rope weapon, I always do. Swing that forward to grapple that goblin.
Okay. Roll me the grapply check.
Rolling grapple. So athletics check, is it?
Athletics for you, yes. And he is also going to roll athletics because that's marginally better.
That's a 19.
Versus his 15. You whip the rope dart, whip it forward, and the heavy weight wraps around, and he is grappled.
Very good. Nothing else I can do for the time being.
He is grappled. Bugbear number 5. What is in this room, by the way? What is it? It's a... okay, so one of them. As you open the door, Vason, you can see a 14-foot tall stone obelisk made of granite with a lidless eye carved near the top on the south-facing side. The bottom half of the obelisk is covered in dirty, bloody handprints.
Oh, goody.
And this bugbear is going to go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, get here. I'm going to try to make an attack against Nefira, but Nefira has half cover, so a plus two to his AC.
What's your AC right now?
15, that would be the plus two, be 17.
He rolled a 23.
That was a 19. That's going to be a hit.
That is 7 points of damage to Nefira.
Well, it was nice having those hit points.
Vason.
Okay, so very quickly, first thing I'm going to do is Faywin, hold on. And I just grab Faywin's arm. Just essentially to drag her along with me.
Okay.
And I'm going to go round here and essentially if I step away from this, I am going to get an attack of opportunity against me, aren't I?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What were you planning on doing?
I was planning on getting in their faces and breathing lightning on them.
And you thought bringing me along was a good idea? How?
Because there's more of them in here.
That's fair.
So, do you want to risk the attack of opportunity?
I mean,
you know what? Sure. I will. Actually, wait, no. How does disengage work?
It is an action to disengage.
Unless you're a rogue or...
Unless you're a rogue or some other thing gives it to you as a bonus.
Okay, so we're going to just quickly rethink that so I don't step into the bugbear's thingy. And we're going to take the attack of opportunity from that dude.
Okay.
Before I start going up.
18 to hit.
18 hits.
7 points of damage, Vason.
Ouch. That's not great.
Scimitar just swings out from the tied up goblin and just bites into you.
God damn. Cool. But
yeah, that does mean he doesn't have a reaction to do one against the person you're dragging along behind you.
Yeah. Cool. And I'll just... I will stop there. Yeah. And then I'm going to use Lightning Breath against the 4 goblins over there.
How big's your cone at the moment?
It's 15 foot.
Okay, so yeah, you can get the 3 of them.
Okay, I will let go of Faywin. I've got another 5-foot movement, so I'll just step in there. Okay. That should get all of them. I don't want Faywin to get hit by lightning.
Yep. Okay. Cool.
I can just do that as part of my attack action, which is even nicer. Cool. So I will attack this first goblin with a great sword. So if I can find my great sword, then my great sword. Oof. Attack 16.
16 just hits.
Cool. For 10 damage. And I'll follow that up with a lightning breath attack against the remaining three.
You let forth a gout of lightning, mist. Come on, any of you? Really? No. All of them stand there.
And they all take 12 lightning damage.
Woo.
Just half of the room, you rush forth, swing a sword, breathe out lightning, and half of the room just collapses to the ground.
Holy snap, I see blood splatter.
I feel better now.
you certainly needed to vent and take your
anything you want to do as a bonus action.
You know what? I'm going to do something very sensible with my bonus action for once. I'm going to use Shield of Faith on myself.
Okay.
I should have done that before, but plus 2 AC on me.
A golden glow just apparates around Vason as it moves to Phelan's turn.
Oh boy, so... Okay, so
you've been dragged along by a golden dragonborn.
Well, I mean, yes.
Largely, apparently, just to watch him lightning blast a lot of goblins.
Yeah, he needs witnesses, you know. So I mean,
it was to give him the option of throwing you.
Well, that too. Okay, so I mean, that goblin, hobgoblin, hobgoblin dude is grappled. That dude is standing by the door. These, I suppose part of me is feeling really cheeky.
Okay.
Faewyn would love to run towards these two lovely gentlemen here. Is probably a horrible, horrible idea, because I'm getting into the sort of center of like possibly three angry individuals.
Okay. There is a giant obelisk there.
Yeah, you are stood right next to a giant obelisk at the moment. 14 foot tall carved granite.
Okay. So I'm only looking at this for I could just do it without. Okay. Oh my. Okay. So yes, I'm going to.
You could hear the bloodlust in that. Yes.
That's because there is probably going to be a bloodlust in a sec. So I'm going to. So Faewyn is going to channel some kind of primal energy as Vason, you certainly see her fingernails kind of extend into claws as she does a primal savagery on. Now, question.
Yep.
If I do that as an action, would I be able to do the unarmed strike as a bonus action?
That is, no, because this is not an attack. This is a spell action.
I mean, it says a melee spell attack. So, I mean...
Yeah, I'll allow it.
Okay.
You raise a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. And, fifth level, it increases to 2d10. So, technically speaking, that would be 2d10 worth.
It will be 2d10 when you roll the damage. You got to hit first.
If I hit, okay. Punch, well, sort of lash out at goblin dude. 21 to hit.
Are you attacking the top goblin or the bottom goblin?
Bottom goblin, please.
That will hit.
Okay. Now, I wonder whether the damage will do the thing. 2d10 acid. 8. Okay. Not great, but, you know, fine. Oh, God. Did he literally melt in a puddle of acid?
Pretty much.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. Yeah, it's a base.
You just lash out with claws. And the goblin stumbles back and collapses to the ground.
And then I'm just going to, like, even as the fingernails kind of retract back in, Fairy's going to turn to, like, the next... Well, Fairy's just going to turn to these two, and she's just going to, I don't know, just let out a kind of, well, a roar as vicious as gnomes can do it.
Meow!
Sort of thing. I don't know. I don't know. She's trying her best, guys. she's doing her best. And then she's going to then do an unarmed strike against the other goblin McHobgoblin McDude.
Oh, could I?
If Whoa. I can... Oh, that would be under entry, wouldn't it? So that would be bonus action. Yes, please. And normal roll, please. 12.
That misses.
Okay, fair enough.
You swing out with a foot... And just goes slightly wide of the goblin, who is pretty much withdrawing from you because of the roaring gnome that just, like, eviscerated his friend in a single attack.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Looking at the trouble.
And then it is his turn.
Mm.
And he's going to screech and... attack you with a scimitar.
A scimitar?
Does an 18 hit your armor class?
I believe that hits, and yes, that hits. Fantastic.
You take 7 points of damage.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And then he's going to move. And I'm going to use his nimble escape ability that allows him to disengage as a bonus action. For him to go 5, 10, 50, 20, 25, 30.
And does that allow him to disengage twice?
Let me double check disengage, because I could be doing it wrong.
Oh, gosh.
Take disengage. If you take a disengage action, your movement doesn't provoke opportunity attacks for the whole turn.
Cool.
So you disengage once and. Nobody gets
you. Keep on trucking.
So he just...
He's just running away from me because I just literally murdered his friend. Also, yes. For some reason, I can't see anything now because I accidentally pressed the thing and I can't see any of the tokens.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to refresh. Because I accidentally pressed a thing and then I tried going back and then it's just really weird. But that's fine.
On Wall's turn, he's going to roll forward, pull out the musket, and take aim at the running goblin.
He's being brave.
This feels like almost the... If this hits, it's going to almost be like as casual as someone clay pigeon shooting.
I mean, that hits.
Oh. No, pull.
And as
do they get the
as the goblin runs screaming out of the room. Bugbear is going to look. Do I go after the giant dragonborn that just came in and lightning blasted 3 of my goblins? Or do I go after the screaming gnome?
I feel the gnome is a better target.
I think that surrender is a better option.
Thank you! Instead of throwing me to the walls at home.
Oh no, but you see, the bugbear can then pick you up and use you as a weapon.
Oh, crud. That's a
gnome chucks.
Gnome chucks.
We're going to go after...
To be fair, that's basically what I'm doing with this goblin here. I just need another one on the other end of the rope.
Vason does a 12.
Nope.
He just kind of stumbles over the dead goblin bodies in front of you and swings wildly, and it just goes wide. Ick.
is going to come up behind Wall, take the hand crossbow, aim at the grappled goblin. Fires the crossbow. Jesus, Wall. Jesus, Ick.
Yay! Go, Ick!
I'm glad Ick's on our side.
The crossbow bolt just sinks into the goblin's throat and it looks up at Ick with like, "But you were one of us.
You were supposed to defeat the dark side, Anakin, not the..."
Nafira.
Sweet. I would like to step around the corner to the bugbear, draw my rapier, and give him a good stabbing.
Okay.
I don't think an 11's going to hit.
11 does not hit.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Anything else you can do on your turn, or?
Nope, that'd be me.
Miri.
Yeah. Who needs helping?
Has anyone taken damage yet?
I have.
I mean, for the people that you're nearby, I'm at 32 out of my 46. I feel a 32 out of a total of 46, if that makes any sense. beyond that, unless you want to go, because to be honest, I can go down. It's fine. I can take a few hits.
I don't even know where everybody is on the map, so hang on.
Well, they went through that door, and apparently there's trouble on the other side because there's a lot of commotion and goblins.
Just hiss.
Wait, I thought it was you who grappled the first goblin.
I did.
Ah.
I used my special rope thing. I swing a rope and I wrapped it around him.
Oh, very cool.
Mind you, to be honest, from the distance I was, I could have just reached out and grabbed him, but...
I can do... Let's do some bless on Underscum. So it's not quite a heal, but...
Okay, so you can pick three people to bless. Who do you want to bless?
And we'll do some more in here.
So Underscum is blessed.
I would like a bless. It would make me less of a squishy target.
Yep.
I wouldn't mind that either.
And I'll bless. And I'll bless you then.
We've got a blessed vase. If I could click him, apparently I can't click him. There we go. Okay, at the top of the turn, it is Underscum.
Right, so 5, 10, 15, 20. I am going to grapple with this bugbear here.
Okay.
So that dang. Yeah.
You grapple the bugbear.
Well, that's good. Can't do anything else. But still.
The bugbear is grappled.
Oh yeah, I did mean to ask a question.
Yep.
For the sake of putting a manacle on a person, would that be required as an action?
Yes.
Okay.
Are we going to adopt a bugbear? make it up.
You already have. You've got me.
I mean, I was going to say, can we have a collection and make them like the Care Bears? They could have different.
Yes. We have could different, shave hearts into their chests.
That's what I mean, different images in each.
The bugbear that you have grappled under scum does not take too kindly to be grappled, and swings his morning star at you. Doesn't roll well, though.
No. 7 doesn't hit.
Vason.
Would intimidation count as an action?
If you are attempting to intimidate him into running away, yes.
Do I try and terrify a bugbear into submitting, or do I just brutalize it?
Get it to submit. Out of those options, I think it is the better one. It is the right way.
Flex that charisma.
All right, here goes something. Yeah, I'm going to try and intimidate the bugbear next to me into submitting. Basically something on the lines of submit or die.
Solid options. With everything it saw in the last turn, it looks at you, contemplates for a second, looks up at the obelisk in the middle of the room. He's watching.
Shrug.
He throws his morning star aside.
Sweet.
Much better way.
Faywin.
Oh boy. Part of me kind of does a similar thing to the bugbear that tried attacking Underscum. First of all, I'm going to pick up the Morning Star that the bugbear that Basin intimidated, like, thrown aside, so, you know, he doesn't get it back.
Okay.
And then I'm just going to casually stroll up to the bugbear.
Be careful, she goes for the nether regions.
She's going to grab...
Uh-oh.
She's going to...
Underscum just crosses his legs at this point.
She's going to grab said nether regions.
Oh,
and
no.
And she's going to look them in the eye and go... Now... We could definitely do this the easy way. And you just toss your Morning Star aside and you just give up. And trust me, it's what our wonderful, like, bugbear friend that's holding you wants to do. Or we could definitely do this the hard way. And I know enough hand-to-hand combat to know how to... Let's just say... Take something away from you, and by that, it's whatever's in my hand. So, your choice. And I will go for that intimidation. that poor bugbear.
What's that? Oh God, what's that text say?
Yeah, I was gonna say, what does that text say?
Don't give us some. I'm just gonna end it. Hold on, talking and goblin back to it. Hold on.
You feel like you get a good grip, and it's just a gentle caress.
Oh no. Oh no, I feel like I'm assaulting the poor dude.
You are.
You just. Can I effectively do that as a intimidation myself?
I'm gonna let Faewyn have advantage on the check for the fact that you have helped her with it. Roll again, Faewyn. See if you do better than a 3.
An 11.
He looks up at the he looks up at the obelisk and then down at where he's currently being held and just throws the Morning Star aside.
I will let go of his mother agent.
Right. So, what now?
I like the fact that we're having this conversation that nobody else gets. I'm just watching Ben react to the things I'm typing.
For the love of all that holy, will you please speak in common for the sake of the audience, man?
You really don't want us to.
No. Anyway, they surrender.
That was easy.
And I'm just going to shove the goblins
over into the void,
over into the corner, so I can quickly do a head count. Seven.
So, anyway, they've given their surrender.
Oh, good. That's super handy.
Yes. Surrender. That's what they've done. That's what we were talking about.
I feel like there's more to that than the scum, but.
Roll me an insight check, Nafira.
Oh, yeah, I cannot do insight to save my life. 9.
No, you goes completely past you.
Cool. Just sort of point the sword, point my sword at the eye. What in all the planes is that?
That is certainly freaky, whatever it is. It's always looking at you, no matter where you move your head.
Can they speak common? Is a fine question. Oh, good question. 1 minute.
I have a feeling they may not have understood what I said if they don't speak common.
It's a very good possibility. Stop looking at her. Just looking for a facial expression.
They do speak common. Yay.
Hey!
I suppose given this feat common.
Xanathar watches.
And what's Xanathar trying to achieve? Or is he just a pervert?
Xanathar, make sure we work. Xanathar will kill us now for surrendering. We are weak.
Oh. We have some more dead.
At least you'll be dead. At least you'll be dead later.
Or you just don't get caught by Xanathar.
His eyes are everywhere.
That's got to be painful.
I just sort of put the greatsword down and I pull out my maul. How high is this eye up?
14 feet.
Ooh, well, that's some very fancy handwriting you got there, Nefira. I'm just going to throw my maul at the eye.
Okay. I could give you a lift if you'd like to just swing at it.
Anyways, I say that was sort of making sure I'm within eye line.
Okay.
I'm not sure that, Underscum, that I could balance on you.
Well, I can just hold you and then your arms would be free.
I mean, what's this? Who'd be
I do have 10 feet of reach, you know.
You two making this whole tower thing would be amusing to watch.
To be fair, we could get our other bugbear friend could give a hand on the other side. We lift you up.
I'm just going to throw the ball as hard as I can.
Okay.
What check do you want for that, John?
That would be it's a ranged weapon check, so give me a dex roll.
Oh, God.
Don't roll a one, whatever you do.
Oh, that's a bad roll. 9.
You look, you size it up, you take the maul. You're not used to throwing the maul. Reach back, fling it forward. The handle hits the eye.
Ah, nuts.
And then it falls to the ground.
Oh.
The maul, not the eye.
No.
The eye's still up in the part of this giant obelisk.
Oh, that's disappointing. All right, Underscum, give me a boost. I just go over and pick up the maul again.
Come up and pick you up.
Oh, God. I'm going to stand over here and watch this chaos unfold.
Okay, Underscum, brace, I'm going to swing.
Roll me, first of all, roll me an acrobatics check. Vason.
Oh, okay. I'm good at this.
You keep balance atop Underscum.
Okay,
you're just about able to reach the eye.
I'm guessing it's an attack roll.
Roll me an attack roll. Okay, that'll hit.
And
you slam the maul into the eye. You've not destroyed the obelisk, but you have definitely wrecked the bit with the eye on it.
Ah, well, that's good. That's what I was aiming for.
Roll me another acrobatics check as you get down.
Ooh, let's be funky with this. I'm going to flip off. Because
you're going to flip me off? How dare you?
Backflip!
Okay. Underscum, could you roll me an athletics check to sort of hold position as the Dragonborn suddenly and unexpectedly backflips off of you?
That's 23.
Nicely done. You do indeed hold your footing. As the Dragonborn backflips away from you and lands on the ground.
And you, there's just a large cracked portion at the top of the obelisk where a lidless eye used to be carved.
There you go. Now he can't see you.
But he's already seen us surrender.
Well, all right. You can't go back to Xenophar. Come with us. We've already taken on one little one.
We'd rather die.
Then why did you submit?
That does beg a good question, yeah.
We'd like to leave.
But you said that you're gonna die.
You're certainly going to die if you go any further in this place. We get the chance of not dying if we leave. This is very well spoken for a bugbear. I'm gonna try this. We want to leave.
Right. Wait. Okay, before you leave then, one, what's this whole talk of vampires? And two, what's around here?
1 minute, let me have a look.
I do sort of like the idea that the bugbear just turns around, brings out like a sort of a leaflet from like a rotation. So, right, okay. In your area, there will be you and seven goblins, and you're the guy you signed up with, right? Okay. Three circus performers? Weird.
He points
through the CCTV cameras.
And a mimic that looks like a treasure chest filled with gold.
He points over in this direction. We have been clearing tunnels over there.
Well, why are you clearing tunnels? What purpose does it serve, Xanathar?
We are clearing space. He wishes to be able to move items from Skullport.
Smuggling tunnels.
Yes.
Explains the previous one as well. Wait. You can get to Skullport through these tunnels?
We haven't gone that far yet. But eventually...
Which way would you say Skullport is?
Down a few levels.
That's good to know.
Tunnels over there have been infested with snake things. I hate hearing the scratch rats. In the area.
What's the tunnel just outside the door go up to? The one that curves round?
He sort of points around the room. And then back to... over here.
Oh, okay. Anyone else want to ask them something before they leave? Oh, by the way, just dump your pockets out by next to the obelisk. I just want to make sure you're not... If you're leaving, we're gonna, if you got anything useful, we're gonna need it down here.
Sirs, please feel free to remove any items you're carrying, loose change, keys, wallets, that sort of thing.
More or less. Not pants, because, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely not the pants.
Vason, as they empty their pockets, could you roll me 2d12?
Okay.
So,
You're rich.
20. Let's try that without a frog in my throat. 20.
One of them pulls out from his pouch from a larger pack and lays down a large fluffy pillow.
Oh.
And the other one just places on the pillow a handful of glittering gems. There are three gems.
That's very kind of you. Three glittering gems in my pocket. Are they anything special or are they just gems?
You look at them, they're worth about 50 gold.
Sweet.
Like,
you start hearing voices as you touch them.
I won't lie, my brain actually went to gnomish spell gems. Rather than anything else. But.
And with that, they'll start.
Wait, don't forget your pillow! Oh, okay, you're gone.
I was going to say, take your morning stars with you. You may need them against any monsters.
Yeah, don't want to leave you completely unarmed.
Mm-hmm. They come back and grab the morning stars. Feywin, roll me an insight check when they pick up the grab the morning stars from you.
Okay.
Nope. And they go.
Okay.
That's either going to end very badly for us.
Yes.
So, he wants the pillow. How big is this pillow? Is it like sort of gem pillow sized?
It's like a decent pillow size.
Oh, looks like one of those smaller ones could use it as a bed.
it looks like one of the bugbears just had a slightly comfier pillow that he was hiding from everybody else.
Oh, now I feel bad.
It was. Well, it is stuffed with rabbit fur.
Oh, then I don't feel so bad.
To be honest, when you mentioned the pillow, my brain was just like, it's a giant waifu pillow, isn't it?
I was thinking the same thing.
Some sort of a kawaii bugbear.
I was going to say, do you really want to see that one of the giants?
I just like
the bugbear.
I just turned to the other side just in case. No. Check the inside. Nope. Cool. Don't have a bugbear Kirigumi.
Ick runs up to Underscum, holds the crossbow up. Ick was fighter.
Yes, you were, and I'm very proud of you. Well done for not running away. Took a lot of bravery, that.
Ick kill goblin.
Yes, though I will say that goblin was tied up. He was struggling. He wasn't as much of a danger as others. But you did your best to save us.
Ick do bad?
No.
You did good. You did what you thought you had to for the sake of us. And I suppose he could still fight and could still hurt. So I'll allow you. You did good.
Ick did good.
Ick did good.
And as all adventurers do, and I just give Ick the pillow. Here's some loot.
Ick hugs the pillow.
Now, see, Ick, this is what happens when you behave and don't run off like a coward.
Now, Ick, I don't know if you heard the conversation between me and the other bugbear. Do not tell anyone what they said.
Ick, confused by its meaning.
Underscar, we have something you want to share.
If we come to a better occasion, then maybe I will explain things. Okay?
Hang on a minute, I just want to... I want to roll.
Faewyn, whilst... Well, everyone sorts themselves out.
Oh, no. Shall we just... Ick understood.
You know, just keep that between the goblin guard, you know.
He lays a finger on the side of his nose and goes back to just hugging the pillow.
That's not suspicious at all.
No, trust me, it's for the greater good.
Ick do good.
Can we check the tunnel? Close the door.
So I'm afraid to say, guys, I'm going to have to go. My back's playing around. I cannot stay.
Okay.
Sitting.
No
worries.
Go rest yourself up, Ben. We'll speak to you soon.
Speak to you soon. Have fun with the rest. And
farewell, O wounded bugbear.
Okay. No, don't run away.
Just checking what's around the corner. Wait, can you not see anything?
I mean, not from where I'm.
Go up.
Head north.
Okay. Okay. I'm following you. Come here. Okay.
Just confirming what they said.
Yeah.
Is there anything going on the walls, John?
Nope. They curve a lot better than I could be bothered to draw the walls, but it just arches round.
Can I just say, Basin, that lightning breath thing of yours was really impressive.
Oh man, those claws of yours, I wanted to hug you. That was amazing.
I mean, you probably wouldn't want to hug me with them claws. Like, you'd probably melt into a puddle of goo like that poor goblin did. But thank you.
Do you want to roll me a quick perception check, guys?
Yeah.
Faison and Faewyn.
Look, why is my character sheet not opening? Come on, character sheet. You can open. There we go. Thank you.
Oh, what's incredible is that's with a plus two.
Okay.
You don't see anything come toward as you head round the archway and back down. You see the tunnel here disappears and sort of collapses in on itself very quickly after the tunnel starts, but this tunnel does seem to disappear into a tight space, but you could squeeze through it.
I'd lie. After letting myself get hit, I wouldn't mind a bit of a rest, but I can follow along if people want to go forward.
No, rest sounds like a good idea.
Ick looks at pillow and then looks at goblins had beds.
Yeah, that's very true.
We killed the goblins, now we have beds.
Ick, I like your thinking.
See, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, we can double up on pillows. More or less.
Mm. Absolute life of luxury.
I'm going to just double up on pillows and bedding up in this corner.
Okay, as you start what I assume is going to be your first long rest in the Dungeon of the Mad Mage, we'll finish the session here.
Hello, Sergeant Arm again. Just wanted to say a great big thank you for joining us on our adventure. Now, please consider leaving us a review. It really helps, and it might bring more listeners to our adventures. We also have a Discord. If you want to come say hi or chat, and we do have a lot of other game streams, but don't really work in an audio-only format. So please head to www.finalbossfight.co.uk for all those details. Up until then, we'll see you next time, where we can take down this final boss fight together.